Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Monday afternoon. A lot of you are working from home during COVID-19 pandemic that's in our country. It's going on in the world. You can stream us anywhere. Speaking of the world, you can stream us from anywhere. You can download the Game Nashville app, enable your Alexa skill or Google Home, and ask it to play 102.5 The Game or live stream from our website, thegamenashville.com. Darren McFarlane, that's me, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, and Elijah inside. Campbell back in our game studios. Also, Ryan Porth, a day in the office for
Hello.
Him, program director here at 102.5 The Game. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. We're ready to unveil this bracket. And before we get started, I want you to tell all the listeners out there really how this all came about.
Well, the fact that there aren't any sports right now and there was no March Madness bracket for us to fill out, believe it was the previous, not this last weekend that just completed, but the weekend before where this idea kind of originated. And as all of last week went along, we built this Nashville sports bracket, which is looking at the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. And I got to say, this was one of the toughest things I think we've ever compiled and put together here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, because every call that I would make or somebody else would make, it would be, you know, you're leaving off this person or that person, and it just made it all that much tougher to even put together a field of 64 of the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. Now, it is involving the Titans, the Predators, Nashville natives, and local college sports stars. And there was no real formula in putting together the seedings. The seedings are definitely going to be up for debate here on Twitter. We'll be posting the full bracket once we reveal it here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. But it's been a lot of fun putting this together, and we will vote over the next 2.5 weeks. We will have the people on Twitter vote each matchup as we whittle it down from 64 to one individual that will be named the best Nashville athlete of the last 30 years.
Hmm. Willie and I have gone through this in the past with the Nashville Sports Council, and when we used to be on the committee for the dinner, then was called the Dinner of Champions, the O'Charley's Dinner of Champions. And we always have, at least I know I spent a lot of years in the top 10 committee room, and this is the same concept. Now, the difference is, and just to kind of put this in perspective, you're doing a time frame of the last 30 years. We were doing a time frame of a year, and it was difficult. It was difficult to get top 10 moments in a calendar year. And so we're asking for, you know, all the athletes and all these different sports over the last 30 years. So it's not easy. It is not easy at all, because the minute you think you've got it whittled down or you've got the appropriate list to go from to start figuring out seeds and who gets in and who gets out, there's going to be somebody that you forgot, somebody that, you know, is mentioned. You're like, oh, yeah, we got to throw them back in the kitty. Then how much does that change the whole process again when you do decide, oh, yeah, oh, crap, we forgot about this person. We have to put them in, and that means – putting them in means somebody's got
to
go.
I mean, we could have easily gone to 128 in this thing. Whittling it down to 64 was difficult enough. And there are a lot of names on the outside looking in that I wish we could have included in this Nashville sports bracket, but we had to cap it at 64, and we have settled on our bracket.
Yeah, we could have done a 64 bracket NCAA style, and we could have done a 64 athlete bracket NIT style,
yes,
if we wanted to.
Could have had play-in games.
Oh, yeah. We could have.
See, I even suggested that. I was like, if we're going to do NCAA, do we do 68 and have the first four and all of that? But we finally had to settle. I mean, this was fine behind the scenes.
Where's our Dayton? Is that Murfreesboro? Like, who? Where's our Dayton? Where's our play-in game?
Sure, it could be the Glass House down in Murfreesboro.
Okay. Yeah.
I think so. That makes sense.
Lebanon.
Lebanon. You want to do it in Lebanon? That's play-in games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could have done something there. I don't know. Humboldt.
All right. Ryan, where do you want to start?
What
region?
Let's start with.
Well, why don't we start with the one seeds? That's how they do the selection show,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right. You reveal the one seeds.
All right.
Maestro. Do we have some music?
There we go, Elijah. Behind the glass. The one seeds in the Nashville sports bracket in the Jeff Fisher region. We have Steve Air McNair as the number one overall seed for obvious reasons. Steve McNair, Titans legend, the number one overall seed coming out of the Jeff Fisher region. In the Phil Bredesen region, we have Eddie George as the number one seed in that region for obvious reasons as well. McNair and Eddie, long known as together as Steve and Eddie, the heyday of the Tennessee Titans back in 99, 2000, 2001, and so on.
Let's go over to Eddie's house and in his living room. They are pumped as they get excited. They just saw it on the screen. Eddie George and his family going crazy in the living room.
Were they having a pizza party?
Yeah, they're a one seed. Congrats.
The number one seed in the David Poyle region, which is on the same side of the bracket as the Phil Bredesen region. The number one seed in the David Poyle region is Pecorine. Lots of Preds fans consider Pecorine to be the number one Preds player of all time.
That was the fans.
Is that over in Finland?
Yeah. Yeah, they are going crazy right now.
Yeah, Elijah doing some impressive work behind the glass, piping
There's
in.
There's a little delay. There was a little delay there, right? Just the
yes.
satellite feed to Finland was a little late getting there.
And then, last but not least, the Tim Corbin region on the same side of the bracket as the Jeff Fisher region. The Tim Corbin region, the number one seed is former Blackman standout and former Vandy baseball standout David Price.
All right.
Okay, so the ones, McNair, Eddie George, David Price, Pecorine.
That is correct. Those are your 4-1 seeds in the Nashville sports bracket, the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years.
So we'll go back to our selection show snob. Willie, what's protocol for next? What do we do next?
All right, well, it depends on how much time we're spending on this. Are we going to go through all of the matchups?
Well,
are we
going
to announce the – because if that's what we're doing, then we start in the Jeff Fisher region and we give the matchups.
And okay? I'm going to have
you're Greg Gumbel.
I'm going to have a video after the show breaking down the David Poyle region. That has been assigned to me. So I am really excited to break that down. Some potential upsets in the David Poyle region.
Yes, I will be breaking down the Tim Corbin region. And so I'm excited to do that.
Darren, do you get a region to break down?
I've got Phil Bredesen's region.
Ah, that's a good one.
And Jared Stillman will be breaking down the Jeff Fisher region. Do we want to unveil the Jeff Fisher region before we go to break?
Let's do that. Let's go on and knock out. That's where you started. We know Steve McNair is the one seed. Let's go on and knock out the Jeff Fisher region. We'll take a break and come back and hit the other ones.
All right. First round games to be played at the Williamson County Ag Center down in Williamson County. The number one seed, okay. Steve McNair. The 16 seed, Ian Clark, former Belmont Bruin. Went on to play for the Golden State Warriors in the NBA, won an NBA title with the Golden State Warriors back in 2017.
I got to be honest, I'm a little surprised he got in, but good for him. I did not. I had him on the outside looking in. I had him first four out.
Joe Lenardi.
My bubble watch.
Joe Lenardi did too.
But what did
I'm going to commend the committee. I'm commending the committee for the selection of Ian Clark. I lobbied hard for him.
Did Jerry Palm have Ian Clark in?
I don't know. I didn't check Jerry.
Okay. Other first round games to be played at the Williamson County Ag Center. 8 seed Thomas Vokoun, former Nashville Predators goaltender, obviously a huge pillar for that organization as they went from expansion team to playoff team. Back in the mid-2000s, Thomas Vokoun, the netminder for the Nashville Predators, against the 9 seed Taylor Lewan, current Tennessee Titans left tackle. The 9 seed.
Tough matchup.
So 8-9, Thomas Wokoun, Taylor Lewan.
Little surprise.
The 8-9s are always tough.
Yeah, I thought these two were I thought they were going to be more in the 6-7 range, but they get 8-9. You know, I know it's tough.
Guys, I got to tell you, I don't like the seedings here for these guys. I think vastly underseeded Taylor Lewan and Thomas Wokoun, but I like the matchup. It's going to be a tough first round for both those guys. I don't really know who I was impersonating, but I just
that was my next question. Who was that supposed to be?
I just kind of – it came out, and I went with it.
Okay.
All right. First round games to be played in Austin Peay University, State University, up in Clarksville. The four-seeded P.K. Subban of the Nashville Predators. Three monster seasons with the Preds, including a trip to the Stanley Cup Final back in 2017. And who will P.K. Subban be taking on in the first round? It will be Vince Young. Yes, Vince Young was on the bubble all last week, and he makes the tournament as a 13 seed former Tennessee Titans quarterback.
Is it true that somebody in the committee room said VY is my guy, and that's how he got in? Is there any truth to that?
Yes, and Floyd Reese, a part of that committee, was the guy who said that.
Wow. Wow.
I don't
Breaking
think he
news.
Was.
Floyd Reese did say VY is my guy, although he did not say that.
No,
he really
I think
did.
I think Jared told him, and Floyd just caved and put him on there.
You know what?
The length of time for PK is going to be the key issue for voters here. They only here for 3 years, but three pretty big years. The Stanley Cup final, a Norris Trophy, a President's Trophy, an individual Norris Trophy finalist, and, of course, VY, NFL Rookie of the Year. Say what you will about him, the ups and downs or your expectations, but he did achieve some things.
This will be water cooler talk tomorrow for sure, this matchup.
This
will make people uncomfortable. People are going to be talking about this 4-13 matchup.
Another first round matchup up in Clarksville at Austin Peay will be Javon Kearse, 5 seed, versus Jay Cutler, 12 seed.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Jay Cutler, former Vanderbilt Commodores quarterback. He was obviously the quarterback that beat Tennessee for the first time in a long time when he was there at Vandy, and then Javon Kearse. Two stints with the Titans, and I have a feeling if injuries didn't get in the way, he would have been seated higher in this bracket. Hmm.
All right, here's a question for the committee, Ryan. A guy like Jay Cutler, we're not just weighing his time at Vanderbilt, right? We are weighing the fact that he played in the NFL for a long time. True?
Yes, and the reality TV show that he is now part of.
See, I'm
thinking that's part of the criteria
five,
as well.
The 12-5 upset could be in play here.
Is that your instant analysis there, Chase?
That's my instant analysis based on the television show because he had some great one-liners in that show.
We move along to Franklin High School where these first-round games will be taking place. The six-seeded Shane Foster, Vanderbilt basketball great, against 11-seed Derek Barnett, formerly of Brentwood Academy, then went on to the University of Tennessee football standout there, now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe Derek Barnett has a little bit of a home field advantage, home court advantage, since these games are going to be played in Franklin.
So let's also remember for all the Tennessee for the Tennessee fans out there that for a Tennessee player to be on this list, he's got to have Nashville ties or Titans ties.
Yep.
Wilco with two events. I like that.
This will be a tough matchup. The 6 versus 11. Shane Foster, of course, the all-time leading scorer in Vanderbilt basketball history, SEC Player of the Year. Clearly the favorite, but Derek Barnett's got that Super Bowl ring.
I could see this one going to overtime.
The number 3 seed in the Jeff Fisher region, Keith Bullock, former Titans great at linebacker, against 14 seed Ingle Martin, high school football star at Montgomery Bell Academy.
Not just a football star, a four-sport athlete. In high school, and a great high school basketball player as well. So this is an interesting one. How much do you weigh the prolific high school career of some of the locals?
Yeah, that's
that single's only shot at the upset.
I was surprised. That line at 14.5, I thought that was a lot of points to be giving Ingle.
A lot of line.
It's a lot, but
and Engel was a Titan. He was a Titan at one time.
Hey, I was at Nissan Stadium or the Coliseum at the time. I watched him in a terrific comeback against the Oakland Raiders in the preseason, the fourth preseason game. So that has to win.
Against Lane Kiffin's Raiders.
This is why I like Engel probably in the points, because here he sits still in Nashville coaching at CP. So he's got a lot of layers. He's got his high school career. He's got the Titans career and now a high school scene. So he's got a lot of people he can pull votes from. I'm probably taking Engel in the points.
I think that
line's
could be
a little
the
too
voting
steep
block.
For me.
Do some of these locals have a voting block? You know, deep family ties, school ties, things like that. I mean, think about the NBA sliver and the CPA sliver put together. That could be a big, big voting contingency.
Games to be played at Municipal Auditorium in downtown Nashville. The 7-seed R.A. Dickey getting into the bracket from NBA, then UT, and won a Cy Young with Willie Donick's New York Mets. What was it, 2013, 2014?
I believe 20...
Well, didn't 12, he and David I Price win it in the same
2012.
Year?
2012.
Same year, yeah.
R.A. Dickey will go up against the 10-seed Ryan Tannehill. Yes, Ryan Tannehill makes the bracket. They debated this morning on Morning Drive. The committee.
I thought this was a debatable. I did not subscribe to Tannehill being in the field with just 1 year of service to the bracket, but it was certainly a big year.
Did Tannehill win the play-in game? I mean, I don't know. 10-seed. Wow.
No, he won the conference tournament, or almost. Won the conference tournament and was an automatic bid as a 10 seed. Number 2 seed in the Jeff Fisher region is Roman Josi, Predators captain, claiming the 2 seed, and he will be going up against 15 seed Chantel Anderson, former Vanderbilt women's basketball great, the all-time leading scorer. She played there in the early 2000s.
Chantel
was a
really
heck of a player.
Good. Heck of a player.
Heck of a player.
Also the number 2 overall pick in the WNBA draft in 2003. And that is your Jeff Fisher region.
Wow.
All right. Well, we might get the rest of the regions before the show is over. I like that.
All right.
How about
stuff.
A Josi versus McNair regional final potentially? That's what Clark Kellogg always does, right? Throw out there. Well, you got a potential McNair versus Josi in the regional final.
That'd be a fun, fun one.
That's a good one. All right. We'll come back. More regions on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game. All right, we're unveiling our Nashville sports bracket, the best Nashville athletes in the last 30 years. We just completed the Jeff Fisher region, the 1 seed, Steve McNair over on the left side of the bracket. We go over to the right side of the bracket, into Phil Bredesen's region, the number 1 seed, Eddie George. We turn things back over to Ryan Porth, who is back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, to unveil the Phil Bredesen region.
Yes, so you already said the number 1 seed in the Phil Bredesen region is Eddie George, former Tennessee Titans standout back in the heyday. The 16 seed in that first-round matchup will be Blake Jeffrion. Blake Jeffrion, the first Tennessee-born hockey player to play in the National Hockey League, and he did so with the Nashville Predators back in the 2010-11 season and the season after that, 11-12.
And he was traded away for one Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy.
He was.
So he's got that going for him.
So thanks to Blake Jeffrion, we have Hal Gill as
Harold?
Part of the team. Harold P. Gill as a part of the team here in Smashville. Number 8 seed, John Jenkins of Station Camp High School and Vanderbilt basketball. John Jenkins coming in as an 8 seed, a standout at Station Camp, and then obviously some great years there at Vanderbilt, taking on the 9 seed, Steve Sullivan, one of the first star players to wear a Preds uniform.
I am very intrigued by this one.
That is an intriguing 8-9 matchup. Oof.
John Jenkins, one of the most prolific high school scorers in Tennessee high school basketball history.
What did he score, honestly? Like 30? What did he average, like 35 points a game?
It was like 44.
Something like that.
Was it even higher than that?
It was right. I was thinking over 40. Yeah.
Wow.
It's Pete Maravich range.
We played a like a summer camp tournament at Station Camp when I was in high school, or towards the end of my high school career, and he was young, but he was playing. And I was like, that kid's pretty good. He's got a bright future.
And, of course, Steve Sullivan burst onto the scene as a member of the Predators with a what in his first game?
A hat trick.
A hattie, yeah. That's a good matchup.
The number four seed in the Phil Bredesen region is former Preds captain Mike Fisher. Some great years as Preds captain and on the team. And Mike Fisher, I don't believe, off the top of my head, the Nashville Predators have won a playoff series without number 12 in the lineup. So Mike Fisher, the four seed, taking on another bubble player in this conversation, but he cracks the field, Marcus Mariota, the 13
Whoa,
seed.
Wow. Did not expect him to get in the field. Wow.
Yeah, this created
I too
a lot of
had
major
him on,
discussion
just on the
at the committee.
Yeah, first four out. I had him in first four out. Wow.
But the key question is, where did Jerry Palm or Joe Lenardi have Marcus Mariota?
Get him in there.
Who
and
cares,
as
who cares
13,
about the bracketologist? We want to know what the committee thought. The committee has the poll.
So wow. I spoke to my sources on this. This was a heated debate with the committee. People had to leave the room. I know for a fact that there were people that actually had to leave the room because they were so up in arms about Marcus Mariota getting in. But I think him winning that playoff game got him in, got him that 13 seed. So
the number five seed in this region, Albert Haynesworth, former Tennessee Titans defensive tackle, known for two monster seasons under the franchise tag. He will be taking on the 12 seed, Kimmo Tiimonen, former Preds defenseman and captain.
Big Al.
5-12s are big, they're prime for upsets. I don't see it here, but good matchup nonetheless.
Kimmo was there for a while. Kimmo, a little bit of longer. I mean, well, Albert Haynesworth, of course, was a Titan for a long time, but as Ryan mentioned, the two dominating seasons. It's a good 5-12.
That is a good 5-12, yeah.
Moving on to the sixth seed, Golden Tate, former football, baseball, and track star at Pope John Paul II High School. He'll be taking on the 11 seed former Titan safety Blaine Bishop.
Ooh.
I like that.
Ooh, I think that's got upset.
DB.
Upset special alert. Upset alert.
Oh, you're calling an upset.
Upset alert.
It just depends on how well you know the JP2 days of Golden Tate.
I remember it well.
And how much you value what he has done since he has left Nashville.
Yeah. Well, and Blaine's such a hard hitter. I like that. I like that matchup.
The
kind of leaning with Darren.
The three seed in this bracket, Ron Mercer, former high school basketball star at Good Pasture, then went on to have great years at Kentucky and then the NBA. And another bubble player just sneaking into the field, 14 seed Kevin Dyson, he of the Music City Miracle.
Oh, sneaking into the field. I had him clearly in. I'm going to disagree with the committee on that. I clearly had Kevin Dyson in. He's known for the most memorable play, and not in just in this market, but in a sports franchise like the National Football League that's been around how many years, guys? How many years? Does anybody know? I don't know if we've ever seen anything on them talking about how many years they've been around.
I'm going to take a guess, maybe close to 100.
Did you look that up?
No, I didn't
look that up. An iconic play that is always going to be on the reel, always, when representing the National Football League.
But this is going to come down to what your interpretation of the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. Kevin Dyson, no question about it, the spotlight play will forever remember, really the two most memorable plays in franchise history. He's got those for sure, but if you look at his body of work, the injury that sidelined him, slowed his career down, does he belong in the field? I think that's up for debate, for sure.
Iconic plays. Iconic on massive stages.
No question. Well, that's got him in there. But the category is best Nashville athletes of the last 30
years.
And
where is he today?
He's a big part of the community.
Still in the community, still
but
doing
does that
a lot
count?
Of stuff.
I mean, does that figure in?
Why not?
And I'm a huge fan. I'm good friends with Kevin. He is... awesome. But tough matchup, too, with Ron Mercer, who, in fact, I just watched the 97 final yesterday. It was on CBS. I don't know if you caught that, the overtime Kentucky loss against Arizona. Ron Mercer played on the championship team of 96 for Kentucky. I mean, unbelievable decorated athlete coming up.
Greg Gumbel has to step in and unveil the final quadrant of the Phil Bredesen region.
Hey, Greg, real quick.
Yes.
I'm just calling it right now on this show. That's an upset.
Ooh.
I'm calling it.
I don't
14
think,
seed. I'm taking
no way.
I don't think Dyson
no
comes
way.
One vote short.
Nope. Wow. I love what you did there.
Well played.
I love what you did there.
The 7 seed in the Phil Bredesen region, Brad Hopkins, who spent 7
Hoppy.
Seasons with the Tennessee Titans. Going up against the 10 seed, Brandon Wright, former basketball star at Brentwood Academy,
tough.
Then went on to UNC and the NBA.
When Brandon Wright was in high school, if you did not live here at the time, they moved games that he was involved in to bigger arenas, to college arenas, so that they could fit the fans in. That's how big he was coming up.
The 2 seed, Mookie Betts of Overton High School, and now with the LA Dodgers after winning an MVP and a World Series with the Boston Red Sox, against the 15 seed and former Predators fan favorite, Jordan Tutu.
Another Ooh. Controversial choice.
Mm. I had Jordan Tutu in, not controversial in my
no,
bracket.
No question, one of the most popular players in team history, but it is not a popularity category. It is the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years.
He touched a lot of lives in Nashville, so I think that'll come
no
into play
doubt.
On the voting.
Is that part of the criteria? I don't see that there.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Jordan should be in. He was the first, in my mind, of being that first fan favorite where you see a ton of jerseys and the tutu whistles, and so I like it.
That joke went totally over your heads. We'll come back, Greg, and we'll let you unveil the other two regions.
I just
regions.
Chose to ignore it.
We will rifle through those. It's like, what else are we going to talk about? So we're going to do that on the other side. Darren Donica, Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game. We continue on with our Nashville sports bracket, the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. We've unveiled the Jeff Fisher region and the Phil Bredesen region here on Darren Donick and Chase. Ryan Porth, the program director at ESPN 102.5, The Game, he served as the chair of this committee. He is now going to unveil the Tim Corbin region, which involves number 1 seed David Price.
The Tim Corbin region, you mentioned David Price, the 1 seed. He'll be going up against Keenan Reynolds, the 16 seed, good pasture quarterback, and then a star at Navy.
Prolific college player. Maybe
yes.
Maybe underseeded at 16. Could have been argued for a higher seed there.
I agree. I could see him as a
–
I had him as a higher seed. In and as a higher seed.
The 8 seed in the Tim Corbin region, John Henderson. Pearl Cone defensive lineman that went on to Tennessee and the NFL. Great standout player there at Pearl Cone. And the 9 seed, fitting enough, number 9, Paul Kariya, former Predators forward who has the all-time single-season record for points within a season and had 2 phenomenal seasons wearing a Preds uniform.
Wow.
Big historical significance for Mr. Kariya, even a small time window. But John Henderson, I say, guys, should have been seated higher. Only an 8. Unbelievable. Great NFL career, great college career, and a legendary high school star in 2 sports.
I think the only surprise here for me is that I thought for sure Paul Kariya would be seated in the David Poyle region. Now he's got to go all the way out west to the Tim Corbin region. And that's probably what shocked me. I really
His fans travel, though, Darren. His fans travel.
But
and, of course, he did play for the Ducks at one time, so maybe he's got some fans out there.
Yeah, that's true. But I really thought he would get in a different region. But now travel is going to be a big part of the Paul Kariya
and part
their fan base. So
part of it.
The number 4 seed in the Tim Corbin region is Frank Wycheck, former Titans tight end back in the Titans heyday. The 13 seed, Dansby Swanson, former Vandy baseball shortstop and number 1 overall pick in the MLB draft.
Could there be some recency bias? Of course, Frank's credentials unquestioned and a great 4 seed. But Dansby Swanson is a tough 13. Most outstanding player of the College World Series.
Love you, Frankie. Go Braves.
Come on. Wow. Ooh, that's a stinger.
Wow.
Are you
calling it?
No, I actually think Wycheck will win that.
The 5 seed in the Tim Corbin region is Brant Snedeker, former golf star at Vanderbilt and now having a successful career in the PGA.
A big
and
fisherman.
A Nashvilleian. Don't forget, yes. He grew up here.
Nashvilleian and a big fisherman. I don't know if you saw his pictures.
Yeah, he caught the heck of a catfish yesterday, apparently.
It's a huge,
saw the picture.
It's a big fish, so I'm just saying. Outdoorsman.
Brant Snedeker will go up against the 12 seed Jawan Jennings, star at Blackman High School and then at University of Tennessee.
I'm not saying
little
I
Vanderbilt,
agree with
Tennessee.
It.
Little Vanderbilt-Tennessee matchup.
I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it, but I'm calling upset. 12-5 here.
No way.
No way.
I think Vols fans.
No way.
Advice.
The 6th seed in the Tim Corbin region. I don't think this is going to be met with a lot of applause, especially in Bridgestone Arena. The 6th seed, Ryan Suter.
Ooh. Can we get past that?
Former Preds defenseman going up against the 11th seed, Vandy football star Jordan Matthews.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Tough one.
That's
Jordan Matthews, best Vanderbilt football player I have ever seen.
I think right now what's standing out to me is I see some real potential at 11 over sixes in this bracket.
Yeah,
really
me too.
Do. The, see some upsets.
The 3 seed in the Tim Corbin region, Chris Johnson, former Titans running back, CJ2K, as we all know him as, against another local running back, the 14 seed, Jalen Hurd.
You have to consider Jalen Hurd's unbelievable rushing statistics at Beach. Right, I mean that's where he tore it up. But remember, he also checked out after the first game of his senior year. Also, he could have had another unreal season as a
high
school
player. Checked out of 2
spots. Yeah, checked out of 2 spots, but still made the field. 64.
And by the way, didn't start at Beach.
So he checked out of more than 2 spots.
Didn't start at
Beach.
So
yeah, you could say he sort of checked out or was checked out of 3 spots.
Uh huh.
The 7th seed, Kevin Byard, the mayor of Murfreesboro, standout at MTSU, drafted by the Titans and now one of the pillars on defense for the Tennessee Titans, going up against the 10th seed, Joseph Newgarden.
Oh, a couple extremely popular people on the show. Wow.
Wow.
Head-to-head in the first round. Somebody's going down.
That's a tough.
That's
7,
tough.
10. It's tough. Come on.
And then
to draw.
And then to round out the Tim Corbin region, noted baseball fan and star defenseman, the 2 seed Shea Weber, going up against the 15 seed, he of Chapel Hill, Tennessee, and then the Vanderbilt Commodores baseball team, Mike Miner.
A little bit of a controversy. Ooh. Mike Miner got in, huh?
He did.
Why wouldn't he get in? He's been pretty good. He revived his career. His last 2 years. Hey, Darren, you saw it. We were all there down in Dallas. Pitched a great game. He's pitched a
shutout, right?
Yeah. He's revived his career, and obviously his high school career was incredible at Forest High School, which counts. And then, you know, a 3-year starter at Vanderbilt, ace of the staff his last year, for sure. First-round pick. I think he's worthy of being in the field, for sure, but that's a tough matchup at 15 against Shea Weber.
I don't think many people are going to be calling for the upset there. So that is the Tim Corbin region.
Shea Weber also a 14.5-point favorite, so big line on that one. All right, the David Poyle region, you want to come back and do the David Poyle
sure.
region? All right, we'll come back and finish up our bracket with the final region, the David Poyle region, number 1 seed Pacarine, to close out Monday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. One more region in our Nashville sports bracket that is being unveiled on this show. The best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. Ryan Port, the program director here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, and served as the chair of this committee for this bracket. One more region to go, the David Poyle region. Number 1 seed, Pacarine.
The one seed is indeed Pecorine. He will be going up against the 16 seed Giddy Potts of the MTSU Blue Raiders. Giddy Potts, a member of the MTSU team, a big member of that team that knocked off Michigan State in the first round, a 15-2 upset, and then also upset Minnesota the next spring as well. Giddy Potts at 16.
No issue with that large mountain to climb for Giddy. I feel like he was at MTSU for 9 seasons, but a guy we'll always remember, and very, very memorable upset. NCAA tournament is always going to go down as one of the biggest upsets in NCAA tournament history, especially leading wire to wire. And then the follow-up, which really nobody's at. What did Kermit Davis tell us? That only one other team has ever done it? Or were they the only team to go in twice as a double-seeded team and pull off wins in back-to-back years? Maybe he said they were the only team. It was either them or one other team that's ever done it. So, and of course, Giddy Potts was a big part of those two back-to-back seasons.
The 8 seed in the David Poyle region, he was just cut by the Tennessee Titans, but a very good career with the Tennessee Titans. Delaney Walker, the 8 seed in the David Poyle region. He will be going up against Matt Freege, the 9 seed, former Vandy basketball star.
2004 SEC Player of the Year. Got his team to the Sweet 16. Memorable second-round performance against NC State, 31 points. Tough 8 versus 9. Of course, a tough matchup for Freege, who did not grow up here. Still lives here, raising his family here, but one of the most popular Tennessee Titans of the decade.
The 8-9s are just brutal in these regions. Man, they're tough matchups.
Absolutely. The 4 seed in the David Poyle region is our good friend D-Mace. Derek Mason, former Titans receiver, coming in as the 4 seed. He will be going up against Victor Arvidsson. Current Predators forward, set the single-season goals record last season for the Nashville Predators. He is the 13 seed in the David Poyle region.
Oh, man, a couple of feisty competitors. A couple of inspiring competitors. You got to love that match.
I like it.
We know some
trash
talking.
That's a tough 8. Derek Mason is a 4 seed. That's not an easy 13. Arby.
Absolutely.
Popular guy.
The number 5 seed in this region, former Smyrna Bulldog football and baseball standout, then went to Vandy and is now with the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball, Sonny Gray.
Surprised he went to 1 seed.
Is the 5 seed. And then Jarrell Casey, also recently cut or traded by the Tennessee Titans. Jarrell Casey coming in as the 12 seed going up against Sonny Gray.
Again, for newer Nashvillians, Sonny Gray, back-to-back state football championships as a quarterback at Smyrna High School before and, of course, alongside of his prolific baseball career.
The 6th seed, Bruce Matthews, all-time great in the National Football League, spent 3 seasons in a Titans uniform, the first 3 seasons that the Titans were the Titans after being the Oilers. He will go up against David Leguand, the 11th seed in the David Poyle region.
Man, Speaking I'll tell you what, here. The 6 and 11s, that's 8 9s, the difficulty of picking the winners for that, and I'll just continue to say it. The 11 seeds, in my opinion, are where the biggest upsets in this bracket could come.
The 3 seed in the David Poyle region is former BA star and now NFL cornerback Jalen Ramsey. The 3 seed going up against former Good Pasture and Vanderbilt basketball stud Drew Maddox. Jalen Ramsey, the 3, Drew Maddox, the 14.
Mm. Pretty good stuff. Multi-sport athlete in high school, Jalen Ramsey. And, of course, the football career speaks for itself. Had a lot of discussion with Ryan on how to seed the top Vanderbilt basketball players. I even lobbied for a couple more guys who had great credentials that did not quite make the field.
Jalen Ramsey throwing some shade out on Smyrna High School over the weekend on Twitter, then deleting that tweet. So clearly somebody got to him. I guess he was pouting because Smyrna High School wouldn't open up the field to let him work out. You know, I don't know if he realizes, but schools just can't open up their facilities when they're shut down, Jalen. But thanks for throwing shade and then deleting it.
I laugh at guys that do that.
To round out the David Poile region, the 7 seed, Philip Forsberg, prolific goal scorer for the Nashville Predators, going up against the 10 seed, Samari Roll, former Titans corner.
And where will this game be played? I think this is going to be the key. It is the David Poile region. Is this at Centennial Sportsplex, or is this
this will be Ford Ice Center,
a high school football field?
This is going to be an A game.
Yeah.
An A game. Do they still have ice in there?
Yeah, well, they need to keep the business going for A game, so they're going to have this region over at A game.
So
tough matchup here.
Forsberg versus Samari Roll, the 7-10. And then the 2 seed, King Henry. Derrick Henry, the 2 seed in the David Poile region, going up against the 15 seed, Tony Kemp, formerly of Centennial High School, and then Vanderbilt, and now in Major League Baseball.
Oh,
Tony Kemp,
man.
The SEC Player of the Year in 2013 on the baseball diamond for Tim Corbin's bunch, and of course, gone on to the major leagues. I see a very tough potential second round game between Derrick Henry and Philip Forsberg. What do you think?
Wow. Whew. Tell you what, we root for Tony Kemp on this show. That's a tough draw
matchup
for him. That's a tough
especially
draw
with recency bias of King Henry and what he has done just a few months ago.
Yeah.
So Ryan, when we get everything going tomorrow and everybody's going to start voting,
yes,
on these matchups, how do people vote?
Yes, you can go to our Twitter account every weekday between now and April 15th around 9 a.m. We will be putting out the Twitter votes, and that is how we will determine who advances in the Nashville sports bracket, determining the best Nashville athlete of the last 30 years. And there are a number of names that we did not mention that deserve to be on this list, but we had to cap it at 64.
Can you name a couple just for people? Just people, because I know somebody's already tweeted, why is it Benny Cunningham? I know Benny Cunningham was definitely discussed.
Yep.
How about a Dylan Windler, who was drafted in the first round and won an NCAA tournament game for Belmont? Sterling Marlin has also been tweeted out asking why he was not in there. So would you like to throw out any more?
I'll give you a couple that I nominated that I thought were worthy, but, you know, it was close. Billy McCaffrey and Derek Byers, two Vanderbilt basketball players who were SEC Players of the Year that both led their teams to the Sweet 16 that year. I nominated Bubba Wells from Austin Peay, a great college basketball player, one of the top scorers in the NCAA at the time that he played. I thought about Alicia Clark from Mount Juliet High School, and then
that's a good one.
Later at Middle Tennessee.
That's a good one.
And the other one that I put out there, or just thinking MTSU, was DeJuan Brazelton, who was, I think, the third pick in the draft. He never really got it done at the major league level, but he was unbelievable at Middle Tennessee.
A lot of notable Predators players, current and former, Matthias Ekholm, Ryan Ellis, James Neal, Ryan Johansson, all of them not on this list. You think of other Vanderbilt players, Earl Bennett, Darius Garland, you mentioned Derek Byers, Walker Buehler, Pedro Alvarez, a lot of great Titans players as well over the years that just missed the cut.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm just telling everybody. I know people will keep throwing stuff.
Are we going to announce the
person?
NIT
it's
bracket?
Hard.
Will there be an NIT bracket
no
announced
NIT.
Later tonight?
No. If we're doing it, you're in charge of the NIT bracket.
All right, Willie, at 7 o'clock tonight on Instagram, when you do the Instagram
Ooh.
Live, that's the chance for the NIT bracket.
There you go.
All right, sounds good.
Ryan, good work. It's not easy. Good work.
And thank you for all the input, guys.
Ryan Porth, program director here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, and he served as the chair of the committee for this bracket. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Be safe, and we'll be back at it tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Stay tuned. Jaron and the GM, that's next.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.